producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
They're all here. Jennifer Horn is a diamond.
Diamond in the rough.
Yeah, no, you're not in the rough. You're smooth. Kenny Kessler has sparkly edges. He has the edges of him. It's sparkling, yes. I'd like to think this is conversation that sparkles on the Good Day program. It's Monday, the 11th of January. As you know, over the weekend, most of you who are followers of fashion here, go to the Stephan website, Stephan, DougStephan.com, and you fill out the various and sundry polls that are there. Give us feedback. We like that. We ask you each weekend to look at the top 10 topics in the radio world, the news talk radio world, and tell us, after we list the ones that, according to the research, are the most popular, and gun control was number one last week, according to the survey. How many of these do you agree with? Or, more importantly, it's a banana this time, Jennifer. Which is the most important to you? So how did this shake out? 16% said the North Korean H-bomb claim.
Sure.
Let's see here. 16% said, no, wait a minute. 70% said the stock market situation in China. 16% said the Korea situation. 14% said gun control. 13% said what's going on in the Middle East, presidential race, 11%, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it goes from there. So I thought it was kind of interesting that the U.S. flew a B-52 bomber over South Korea yesterday. For those of you who don't know, that's the plane that's capable of carrying nuclear weapons. And if you don't remember from last week, North Korea claimed it had tested an H-bomb, which is kind of like the Regina George of nuclear bombs.
Who's Regina George, Dougie?
Regina George is the queen of nuclear bombs.
No, she's from Mean Girls. You need to do your show, Rob. But I love you.
Regina George is. You can love me and respect me and not make me look foolish.
I know. It's really bad on my part, but that was cute because so I knew you
did. I'd be considered a bully. If you made a statement that was foolish, which you often do.
Often.
I would have, if I made fun of you.
You would be a bully.
I would be a bully. But
me,
when you make fun
I'm
of
so
me,
cute.
It's cute. Right. That's what it is. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because I still respect and love you.
I know. And I respect and love you. It's nice. It's sweet. It's wonderful.
Last night, Regina George.
Yeah. Last night, I'm talking about the Golden Globes. Last night, we've had this conversation any number of times already about whether we thought Ricky Gervais was a baloney. I almost used the word, and I didn't.
Which one?
Bleep. The one that would have to be bleeped anyway.
Oh.
So, what did you like most about the Golden Globes last night? The question, Ricky Gervais, Sylvester Stallone, Lady Gaga, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Kate Winslet reunion. Nice conversation. You could see the two of them had a wonderful conversation, the sort of outtakes. I didn't watch, yada, yada. I would say Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
For me.
I like
seeing Harrison Ford at the end present the best. I like that feel.
It was
a relaxed feeling last night.
Yeah. I thought Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer together were very cute
on
stage.
Yeah. Nice.
But you're right. I think Sylvester Stallone, it was the moment where everybody in that room, and they didn't stand up and give everybody a standing ovation.
No, they
gave one to
him.
Leonardo DiCaprio and one to Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And that was really, really cool.
I think it's interesting to see how Leonardo DiCaprio has sort of matured in the business. And we did go back when you saw him and Kate Winslet having the conversation. They were very close. If you read what Cameron has said about the production of that movie, when they did the Titanic, the two of them became buddies. They would sit around and talk and work and smoke and whatever else during takes. And so it was nice to see him sort of together that way. And that's what the public likes. That's what they want to see in these award shows, that sort of camaraderie. I think it makes them. And then when Lady Gaga comes by and trips on Leonardo DiCaprio's chair and he says something, what do you think of her?
I would have made the same face because she kind of powers by him and he's like, I mean, he wasn't being mean. It wasn't a mean spirited.
She was over the top dramatic.
Very dramatic. And look, I like her. I think she's very talented. She can act. She can sing. I mean, clearly she's talented. But yeah, it was a very dramatic acceptance speech.
Okay, speaking of drama.
What did you think of People's Clothes? No? Is that what you're
going to
ask?
No, I was going to go to El Chapo.
All right, fine.
Sean Penn said that he interviewed El Chapo, the billionaire drug kingpin who escaped from prison again last year through a hole in his shower. Turns out Mexican authorities, American authorities conducting a massive, expensive, countrywide search. And Sean Penn managed to track him down by reaching out to a Mexican actress that he'd had something to do with over the years. And the two of them took a field trip to El Chapo's jungle hideout and interviewed him for 7 hours. So then the Penn writes a piece for Rolling Stone, which some say reads like the script for Apocalypse Now, or a spoof of it. El Chapo says he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anybody else in the world. And he wants his new friends to make a movie of his life. That would be not facetious when you said, Kenny, that Sean Penn would play El Chapo in the movie.
I think that was the point, right? Wasn't that why they were chatting? Because he was going to try to bring the documentary to life? Yeah.
Yeah. A documentary.
Gosh, I know, but the feds want to talk to Sean Penn now.
Yeah, right. Well, I think it was embarrassing. If I was a fed or involved in this and I hadn't figured out that he had a girlfriend that Sean Penn knew. I mean, how difficult is that to find out?
And Sean Flippin' Penn can find El Chapo, and these guys can't find
him. Exactly. That's why
they didn't want to find him.
Maybe not.
You know,
maybe not.
The issue.
Yeah. Okay, here's the best story of the day. You ready?
I love stories.
I do too. I love
best story.
These stories. And I think this lady is from Richie's. Doesn't Richie live in Fairfax County? Virginia?
So, yeah.
I think that his county is Fairfax County. Anyway.
It's a great story.
The story of a young lady, 19-year-old Charlotte Heffelmire, Heffelmire, whose heroic actions saved her family from tragedy. Everybody in her family. But it starts out with her father working on his truck. The truck fell off the jack onto him. Gasoline spilled at the same time, and a fire was started. So he said, I'm on my back, face up, trying to get some brake lines fixed. The jack slipped, fell down on me. He was pinned on his shoulder, and then there was an explosion. And he said, I thought they'd be pulling a dead body out later in the evening. But fortunately, his daughter, Charlotte, was home from school. She saw her father. And she says, I can't explain what happened, but I went to the truck and lifted it up. She picked up the truck and got the father out. She said there was some kind of crazy strength that came over. How many times have you heard stories like this? I've heard, you know, a mother and a son, son's working on the car, same kind of stuff, and she just goes over and picks up the truck or the car. So that they can get out.
Yeah, the way that your body and your brain are connected and work like that, crazy.
So anyway, there's a fire. The truck's on fire. This picture this. Not only is a father trapped under the truck, but the truck's on fire. And it's in the garage. So he gets out from under the truck. He gets into the truck, and it's on fire. And it's only on three wheels, but he manages to back it out of the garage, get it away from the house. And then there's not, you know, the explosion. If the truck had exploded, if the fire had gotten to the gas tank, truck explodes, blows up the house. Can you imagine what a mess that would have been? But Charlotte, after the father got the truck out, just closed the garage doors, went back in the house, and she didn't feel like a hero or anything else. She just was thankful, and so was everybody in her family. But she was given a Fire and Rescue Citizens Life-Saving Award by Fairfax County last Friday. So you can see the story at DougStephan.com. What a great story. And this is the kind of stuff that we don't hear enough of, frankly, because the news media is too busy trying to tell you about Donald Trump getting support from the guy running there's two separate stories here. There is a lot of support for Trump, apparently, from the fellows that are out in Oregon, but also some white supremacist has urged voters to support Donald Trump. This is a robocall message paid for by the American National Super PAC, which is a KKK organization. They like him because he wants to prevent Muslims from immigrating into the United States. That's bound to get him a lot of support, huh?
Yeah. Well, that should work out well. Did you hear the joke last night? I actually giggled a little bit. Ricky Gervais's joke when he brought out Eva Longoria and America Ferrara.
Yeah.
He said if Donald Trump is president, he's going to send him back.
All right. The Powerball story and the situation with Powerball mania in a moment as we continue here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal's getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
19 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. So I was reading in the local newspaper here. I'm in Santa Monica. Jennifer's on the other side of the hill in the Burbank area. The Palisades News carrying a feature story this week about how the city of Palisades spent $3,500 apiece for new benches and new picnic tables in their park. $3,500 apiece.
Kind of a lot.
Now listen to this. There's a Prop K in California that gives cities and towns more state money, state distribution of money.
Mm-hmm.
They were given $250,000 to put new picnic benches and tables and stuff in the park. They spent $185,000 of that $250,000 getting permits, getting the design, and miscellaneous fees from the city itself.
All the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
I can,
what,
sadly.
What in the name of God is the matter with these people? Oof. 21 after this. Good day. Good day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Talking about the passing of David Bowie, or Bowie. I've always done that, and everybody's always had that same...
Come on, Jim. Well, he pronounced it Bowie.
Yes, so we pronounce it Bowie, or Bowie?
Bowie.
Bowie.
Oh, okay, we'll pronounce it the way he did. Passed away at the age of 69 yesterday. He'd been battling cancer for the past year and a half. A lot of people were really interested in his unique sort of style. The family has asked that they have privacy during the time of grief. His real name was David Jones. He changed his name in 1966 to avoid being confused with the man from the Monkees, which I thought was kind of interesting. 26 albums, 111 singles. This is his first top 20 hit. Made it to number 15 in 1969, the song Space Oddity. His first number one song in the U.S. was 1975's Fame. What I found interesting about him was the ability he had to believably do different styles. The tradition that he created was don't expect anything from me except the unexpected. Would you say that was fair, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. He was Madonna before Madonna.
All right, so his next song that was big, same year, Golden Years. I like this song. Golden Years. Great story. I say,
don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
And you could almost, if you'd seen pictures of him, you could see him sort of doing this. I'm sure there was a video that went with it anyway. Let's see, another big song. This goes back to 1981. This was a duet with Queen called Under Pressure. I forgot about this one. By the way, David Bowie, responsible for our thought of the day today at DougStephan.com. You can neither win nor lose if you don't run the race. Pretty profound, right? You got to get involved. You got to
play.
We're celebrating David's live musical career. This song was number one from 1983. Let's Dance. I like this tune.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
His voice seemed bigger than he was in terms of stature. Do you agree with that? He sounded like he was bigger than what he actually was in stature.
Is that he's a pretty small guy, right?
Yeah, he's a small guy.
Yeah, he was a thin white guy. Yeah.
Little white guy. Another big song for him, go to that same year of 1983 and find China Girl. This self... reflective, is this a story about somebody in his life, Kenny, do you know?
I hadn't heard that.
Did he write his own music, or did he perform music that others wrote for him?
He wrote most of it.
Did he?
Everything he did.
Yeah. Here's another one. Boy, he had a big year, 1983. This is another top song for him called Modern Love. David Bowie, finally, age of 69. I do like this song. Is it pop? I love pop songs. This is about as pop as you can get, in a sense. Moves to the next year, 1984, and Blue Jean made it into the top 10.
I just met a girl named Jean.
You could pick him out of a crowd in this song.
Very distinctive sound to his voice.
Now, this is a duet with Mick Jagger that premiered at Live Aid in 1985 called Dancing in the Street. Remake. Cover of the song of Martin and Vandellas.
Don't matter where you are.
And then there are other tunes. And the most recent single he did, released the week before Christmas, from the new album Black Star, came out last Friday, actually, on his birthday, Lazarus. So he died just after his birthday.
I've got drama, can't be stolen.
Wow. Not a big fan of that.
Everybody
anyway, he had a very strong influence on pop culture over the last two, you could argue, 40 years, can't you, Kenny? 40 years on that,
oh, yeah.
I think. Yeah. Super Bowl Sunday is not just a competition on the field. It's also a competition for which commercials take top honors on the world's largest advertising stage. This year, fans have a say in which consumer-created Doritos ad will have the chance to win over an audience of millions during the big game. Brian Osich has more on that.
For the 10th and final year, the Doritos brand asked aspiring filmmakers from around the world to submit homemade ads to its Crash the Super Bowl contest for a chance at having their work air during the Super Bowl broadcast. Nearly 4,500 ads were submitted and have now been narrowed down to three finalists. Doritos brand's Stuart Beck.
We were really blown away by the ads this year. It goes without saying our fans took their creativity to new heights in the final year of the competition. Now, three lucky finalists have been selected, and it's up to fans from across the world to vote for which ad they think is best. The spot with the most votes will not only air during Super Bowl 50, the ad's creator will also win a $1 million grand prize and a life-changing opportunity with an acclaimed director and a major motion picture studio.
From now until January 31st, fans can vote daily for the best ad on Doritos.com. For official contest rules, visit Doritos.com. That's Entertainment Now from Doritos. I'm Brian.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Conversation here at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Gentle Doug, as I'm referred to. The Gentle Ben show is based on my life. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not. Excited, though.
Well, really? I can see. You can hardly contain your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler. I don't know that we got back to the material that was at on the social media, Kenny, say it again, Doug, social media, with reflection on not only last night's Golden Globes. Richie, you went to the football game last night, so you didn't see
it. I did. No, I did see some of the Golden Globes.
Did you?
Yeah. I tend to like the Golden Globes. I like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a calm, cool, collected.
They're all sitting around eating and drinking and having a good time, and it's
so
fun.
Formal. All right, so Kenny, what other suggestions or comments do you have on that? And Powerball, a couple of other, I want to get into Powerball mania in a moment, but first, what do we have? What are we tracking at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show?
Regarding the Golden Globes, Scott says Ricky Gervais is an unfunny pile of blank.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yep. It's a piece of trash, dirt, garbage. Should never be the host of that show. Turns off too many people.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
I don't like him, and I've never liked him, as you know. So he's a piece of dirt. Go ahead. What else?
Harry says Ricky Gervais is that nasty little bleep in every class that pokes fun at anybody to build himself up.
Can't we find an American?
Why is he famous again?
Thank you. Why is he famous?
Can't we find an American?
Can't we find an American?
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, seriously. Why do we have
another foreigner coming here taking our jobs?
Yeah, right. The late night hosts and all that. Just come on.
Well, yeah, the late night hosts, the variety shows. You know,
right.
It all started
Pierce Morgan ruins the old Larry King legacy.
Well, it was Simon on the American Idol.
Well, that
and
worked.
It was the British guy on
that worked.
The Dancing
Simon
with
worked.
The Stars.
Yeah, Simon worked. All right, what else, Kenny?
Lee says Ricky Gervais is just like Donald Trump. He tells it like it really is.
Really? We're going to vote for him, are we? Who's going to vote for him? Not me. I vote for him as jerk of the year.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Yeah.
One more on that. Dale says, you don't ask Ricky Gervais to host and expect anything but this kind of quote-unquote
humor. I don't disagree with that. Right.
But that's why do they keep asking him? They've already asked him back for next year. It's so bizarre.
They have?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good God.
You know who he reminds me of? You know that Geico commercial where they have Peter Pan fly into the class reunion?
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, it would be a good reason to boycott the Golden Globes. All right, so you had some Powerball comments as well, I think, Kenny, yes?
Yes, we had asked what you would do if you won, and Jerry says, I'd go to a Mayo Clinic and get checked out and then go into hiding.
Go to the Mayo Clinic or a male clinic?
Mayo.
M-A-Y-O.
Right.
Okay. I don't understand that. Why would you go into hiding? What's the tie between the two of them?
I don't know the tie between the two of them, but I would not tell anybody I won.
No.
I mean, I'd tell you guys in confidence, but...
I thought I was going to do that, but Rich, guess what?
Well,
I won $4.
Yeah, right. One for each of us.
Nobody's going to come knocking on your door for $4.
But she's getting it over 29 years.
Yeah, yeah. Right. She's going to get a payout over the 29 years.
Half a cent for it.
Uh-huh. All right, what else, Kenny?
John says, first thing I do is pack my bags. Second thing, get out of this cold weather. Bora Bora sounds nice.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Go where you like to go, where you want to go, and be where you want to be. What else?
CJ says, I'd give 10% of it to Samaritan's Purse and then take care of my sisters and daughters.
Hmm. Good. Nice. Take care of your family and the people you love. Nothing wrong with that. What else?
Roberta says, buy the off-the-grid house with 40 acres that no loan companies will finance.
That's Fasinelli who sent us that?
No. This is another Roberta.
There are two Robertas? Oh, my gosh.
My God. All right. What else?
Joyce says the first thing I do is change my phone number and email address.
Really? That's unique. But don't tell anybody you've got it. Then you won't have to do that. Okay, you got one more?
Yeah, Nicole says, I'm not that lucky to win, but I would pay my mortgage and help all my family and my staff.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, why start with, I'm not that lucky? See, that's what puts people off. The whole business of thoughts being things, if you think you can win, it gives you a much better chance at it, even though the chances are one in, what is that story we have at DougStephan.com, one in 300 million, the chances to win. But you've got to, that means you got as good a chance as anybody else. All three of us, four of us here, have the same chance to win as any or all of you do.
Let me tell you, it just got a little tougher because there are corporations worldwide now buying these tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just Bob on the corner walking down to the corner market and buying one. You have the government of China buying tickets now.
Yeah.
It's so big.
Need to shore up their stock market.
You have military. Industrial complex corporations buying lottery tickets because they want the $1 billion.
All right. So let's find out a little bit more about how this mania all works. John Diben joins us now. Began his career as an ordained minister in a pretty traditional church setting. Went on to work in community-based mental health programs. And he was a therapist, administrative position with Boys Town, currently director of Older Adult Services with Origins Recovery Centers, which is an addiction treatment provider. So, John, can we treat this or ought we treat this as something that people get addicted to, buying these gambling, this is gambling, so they're buying these tickets, something that some people do every single week and spend more money than they have, really, to take a shot?
Absolutely. I mean, again, most people who do this are not, just like most people who drink, are not alcoholic. Most people who buy lottery tickets are not addicted. But there is a small percentage of the population that literally can develop a compulsivity for it, a need for it that's so desperate that it looks a lot like the need of an alcoholic for alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at it as you kind of look at external and internal factors. So external factors, are you spending the rent money? Are you spending the money that you should be putting towards your kid? Are you spending, is the money you're spending on gambling causing problems in your life and causing you to fail at your responsibilities? That's the external.
All right, so how often is the answer to that question yes in your experience? The people that are coming to you for treatment for this addiction, Do they admit to that? Is that part of the program to get them off of the addiction?
By the time someone comes to truly has a gambling addiction, a process addiction with gambling, they're absolutely, they have been, there are external consequences. So they're in debt. They haven't paid their rent. They've gone bankrupt. By the time, and again, we're talking about probably 2 to 3% of the population. We're talking about a small percent of the population that gambles, develops this full-blown addiction. But by the time they do, absolutely, there's significant consequences.
So how much more difficult is it for people who are gambling addicts to deal with the numbers as they keep growing like this? Does it just become more of a temptation?
It's not even so much the number as it is the hype around it. So I remember treating a guy who is an alcoholic, and he got sober, and we were talking about getting sober, and he said one of the hardest things about getting sober is right as I got sober, Zima came out. So there was this big hype around this new drink, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got sober before I got to try that drink. Even though the reality is that, you know, this guy was a hardcore alcoholic and wouldn't have liked it, that when there's so much hype, especially people who are brand new, who are new to recovery, who are trying to recover from a serious disorder, and they're in their first 12 months, for example, when there's a lot of hype around an issue like this, that's what makes it harder. Not so much the amount, it's the hype.
John, you know, one of the things that drives me crazy about gambling addiction is it's state-based. Here in the state, look at the lottery. It's all government, you know. And then here in the state of Maryland, they've allowed casinos to open up, and we have a big MGM Grand Casino being built and opening. They just opened one a few years ago, and along with the advertisements saying "Come to this, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do on a Friday night. It's cool." Then they say at the end, "If you have any gambling addictions, please call our hotline.
Drink responsibly. Gamble."
They don't want you to get fixed. They want you to keep plunging money into their lottery or their casinos. How hard does it make it for somebody when you've got the government really trying to get you into this?
You know, it's one of those things that I think it's important to remember that most people who do these things, most people are not addicted. For those that are, having it shoved in your face, having, you know, kind of this idea that it's harmless, I think does make it more difficult. I don't know if, the government is specifically trying to keep people addicted, but certainly if someone has this disorder, then, you know, being around it all the time definitely makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the hype is where you're, and if it goes to $1.3 billion and there's only one winner, can you imagine? Oof. But as Richie said, there are interests all around the world that are buying these tickets now. All right. This is helpful information, John. Thank you for sharing your time with us, John Dybin.
My pleasure.
Director of Older Adult Services with Origins Recovery Center. This is something that does bring people around to being addicted. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and I now focused on the Rolling Stone magazine for two different reasons. The first one, and more recent, is the El Chapo interview and how Sean Penn found some girlfriend, whether, I'm not clear whether it was El Chapo's girlfriend or his girlfriend or they shared this woman, but that's how he got Mr. Guzman, El Chapo. And so now there's a story. You know, it's no secret that Sean Penn is sort of an activist. And so there are those who say, well, this is good because it mixes activism with journalism. Apparently, El Chapo had final say or sway over the article as it was to be printed in Rolling Stone, because that's the deal that he made with Sean Penn. And then Sean Penn said to Rolling Stone, you want this article, you can have it, but they have to, the people in the drug kingdom have to say okay to it. So, I mean, Sean Penn, you think he's a dirtbag? He's not. What? How is it that he keeps finding these people who are derelicts and undesirables to be his friends? Or he, the bigger story here, from my perspective, is how the hell he got to El Chapo and none of the Mexican or American authorities could find the guy, and these guys just waltz right up to where he was hiding in the woods.
I think El Chapo came to Sean Penn. I'm guessing is what happened.
I didn't get that.
Because El Chapo, he sees himself as like the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
Of course,
and wants to tell his story.
Yeah.
So he wanted Sean Penn to help him make the movie about himself.
Yeah. All right, so the other connection to Rolling Stone is the ongoing saga of this story about the fraternity, the girl who supposedly was raped and the story was incorrect and yada, yada, yada. So now there are court proceedings, and a dean at UVA talked about catfishing and how this was an elaborate scheme to get to this woman. I don't understand catfishing. Maybe you guys ought to explain what that is for those of us who don't use it as a
I can take the catfishing explanation because there was a whole TV show on MTV about it, a movie about it before that.
Really?
It's about people who are say they are something that they're not online, and they fish you. They bring you in. They try to catch you with facts that aren't real. So it might be something as small as the way you look, maybe how much money you have, who you are, your circumstances in life, whatever it is. It's when you lie to catch someone online romantically.
Really? And so that was, this dean says that the somehow or other this woman lied this young woman, and that's how the men found her, or why they chased her, or something like that. I mean, it still was a rape, and the story was still not well reported.
There wasn't a rape.
Well, it wasn't, but it was still, the accusation was there, and it wasn't done well by Rolling Stone. I think that's what the suit's all about. 51 after on Good Day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You don't have a plan, you don't have a job, you don't have anything except the clothes on your back. You were a big fish in a small pond, but this here is the ocean, and you're drowning. Take my advice, go back to Puddleville, you'll be happy there.
Tidal waves don't beg forgiveness, crash the
It occurred to me then that perhaps the reason for my growth was that I was intended for larger things. After all, a giant man can't have an ordinary sized life.
Pearl Jam does the movie music from Big Fish, Man of the Hour.
The biggest fish in the river gets that way by never being caught.
This must have been a, is this an animated movie, Chucker?
No, it's a Tim Burton movie. Danny DeVito is in it, Ewan McGregor. It was a good movie.
Really? All right, I don't remember it. Number one movie, though, this week in 2004, so that's of significance. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We'll review what he thinks of the Golden Globe movie winners from last night and what did well at the box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Other than Ricky Gervais is a dirtbag, and they've invited him back, that tells you something about what they think of the American audience, this Foreign Press Association. It was a comfortable, nice evening to see the visiting going on between the stars and the takes and that sort of thing. But in terms of movies, Chuck, Garrett, what did you think of the winner, like Revenant and the way The Martian, I was happy won, but I don't think I was happy with much of anything else there. Jennifer.
Well, I thought Sylvester Stallone, clearly there's a lot of love in the room for him.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, that was probably the best moment. Yeah. I was really glad he won. Yeah. The bottom line is, that is without a doubt the best award show in terms of a telecast. Mm. I mean, it's quick moving. It's, for the most part, entertaining. They allow people to speak so long. They keep it moving along. I guess The Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, has put itself in the forefront to be a major Oscar player. I went to see it the Saturday night, it really made me glad to have electric heat. and a warm bed when I went home. I thought it's a very, very violent movie. I don't think you'd react well to it, Doug.
No.
When I went to see it, I saw it 11 o'clock at night Saturday. There was about 40 people in the audience. Six people walked out of the theater because it is a violent, brutal, grueling movie. Having said that, I thought it was absolutely captivating. I was totally into it, 2.5 hour running time.
Really?
And I think over time, I think in 20 years, a lot of people will be calling the movie a classic.
Really? I thought it was nice.
It is not for all tastes. And it did $38 million, which is almost double what it was projected to do.
Really?
It came in second, yes.
All right, why don't you go through what the box office totals were then for the weekend?
Star Wars The Force Awakens, number one for the fourth straight weekend, $41 million, $812 million
in
4 weeks.
Just domestically, yeah.
Just domestically. Revenant, $38 million in this opening weekend. That's a good start. Although its budget's $135 million, so this film has to perform to get its money back. Daddy's Home, the comedy with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, plays third, $15 million. $116 million, 3 weeks solid. A new horror film called The Forest opened at $13 million on a $10 million budget. Not bad. And Sisters ran out the top five.
All right, so the nice kibitzing going on between the stars, kind of what you watch, at least that's what I wanted to see. I want to see them interacting. It was nice. You could tell there was love between Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio as they were talking from all the way back to the Titanic. That was a nice touch. It was nice to see some of the other people visiting, the winners visiting with each other. I thought it was interesting to see Stallone talking to Harrison Ford, who just brought whatever class there was to the movie. Isn't it interesting how that happens? Now, these guys, what I was surprised is that Clint Eastwood wasn't there. Some of the other big sort of traditional stars weren't in the audience. Are you surprised at that?
You know, they probably have to travel. Not all of them want to travel unless they're nominated. You know, speaking of Clint Eastwood, I did a revival last night of Dirty Harry from 1971.
Yep.
And I was great watching that on the big screen again. Yeah. I love that film.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you, Chucker. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.